Hey, everyone. You know what day is it? It's Monday, which means only one thing. It's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. I have power again, which is so nice. Oh my god, you really don't understand how much you need AC until you don't have AC and then you want AC. But you can't make AC without power. That is a truism. So that's kind of why I've been absent for as long as I have. But this morning at 10 a.m., it came back. So I'm so happy. I'm like, you can tell I'm stoked. Anyway, let's jump into it. I have a bunch of stuff I want to edit after this gets into night. So hopefully I can get more audios out today. Because there's a bunch of stuff I wanted to get done. I just didn't have the power to do it. And so now I have that power. So I can I can do it now. All right. So let's get into it. Hey, guys. The first one is from Gabby. Gabby asks, hey Kay, do you have any suggestions for a good microphone? I kind of want to start making podcasts and looking for a good microphone. Not too pricey and easy for an amateur. Thanks, Kay. Have a great day. I think the Snowballs are really good. I think Blue Yeti is pretty good. I think all of that line is pretty good. I'm not sponsored by them, so this is just me talking from my own personal opinion. I think they're really good microphones that don't require a lot of know-how and knowledge to set up. If you're looking for something easy, I recommend a USB mic, because that's the easiest level of microphone. Once you start getting into microphones with XLR and mixers, you're going to add another level of technical difficulty, although it will improve the quality of the work substantially. It takes not a fair bit, but just some bit of technical know-how to operate. So my recommendation is use a Blue Yeti or a Snowball, which is just a plug-and-play, because it's the easiest one. I think getting like a pop filter is probably really good. That'll help your production value quite a bit. I don't know. It depends on what kind of podcasting you're interested in doing. It really matters about like how much fidelity do you really need. But yeah, take a look at the Snowballs, take a look at the Yetis. I think the Blue Yeti's probably my recommendation for like a premier podcasting mic that doesn't take too much know-how to operate. So I hope that helps. Flower asks, do you have gray hair or all black hair? How long is your hair and beard now? My beard is like this long. I don't know. It's, I can like grab it all. And I don't know. It's probably, let's see, like from the chin length, it's like 2 inches of length down, I guess. And then hair, my hair's super long right now. My hair's crazy. I don't have any grays. My hair's all black still. But my hair is super long. It's probably the longest it's ever been in my entire life, without a doubt. I don't think I've ever allowed my hair to grow out this long. I'm loving it. It's a whole, like, at first I was uncertain about having hair this long, but I don't know. I'm falling in love with it. It's great. It is slightly annoying, though, when you wake up with hair in your face. It's something I'm not 100% used to yet, or just being able to like have my head hair in my mouth and being like, what's this hair? But yeah, short of that, I'm loving long hair. It's a new life for me, and I'm thoroughly loving it. Thank you for the question, Flower. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, I need your opinion on this. It's kind of complicated. Is it a good idea to tell your partner about your trauma if it's caused by your own family members, or keep it to yourself? Because when they meet each other, it would be awkward or uncomfortable for them. I've been thinking about it a lot because I get flashbacks sometimes and I can't, and I'll act really distant when it's one of those days and he notices that I act weird that day. I just want to tell him. So since I don't really know the specifics about what happened between you and your family, but my advice to you is with your partner is to be honest. If you feel like you want to tell them something and you feel comfortable telling them that, I think you should. If you're concerned about it being awkward or uncomfortable when there's interactions with your family, you could explicitly express those fears to your partner and be like, hey, this is the stuff that's happened in the past. I've been afraid to tell you this because I'm concerned it might make you have a negative opinion of my family. So I've been withholding it. But I want to include you in this, and I just want to, like, I want you to both know and also hopefully not make a scene when you meet my family. And I think if you trust your partner, they should be able to listen and take that in and maybe be more helpful in the times when you need them, especially when it comes to trauma. Because trauma is something that it's hard when you're working through alone, and it helps to have someone else who understands it and is on your team with you overcoming it. So having your partner be that person is, I think, really helpful. And honesty is always the best policy. So, yeah, I think I think you should tell them. I think you should tell your partner and express why you haven't. Be like, this is, these are my fears, because yeah, because I think when we express our fears and our vulnerabilities, that helps us heal and grow. So doing that, I think will be helpful. So best of luck. Shafa asks, is your name moanable? What do you think? I mean, any name's moanable, you know? I think you can moan any name. Like, with ease. Yeah, any name is moanable. I think my name is moanable. But I'm not a big person to hear my own name. I'm such a sucker for for pet names. Let's see. Beautiful Disaster asks, hey Knight, real important question. Toilet paper over or under? Obviously over. Over is the right way. But if it's dark and I'm tired and I don't know what's going on, it all bets are off, you know? It's but ideally, in a perfect world, it'd be over every time. But, you know, we live in the real world where that doesn't happen every time. But yeah, if I had like a magic wand to make it so no matter what I did, it's always over, I'd make it always over. thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, what's your favorite conspiracy theory? God, do I have a favorite conspiracy theory? What's a good conspiracy theory that I think? I don't know if I have a favorite conspiracy theory. I'm kind of upset that I don't. God, what would be my favorite conspiracy theory? I mean, maybe that the U.S. government killed JFK, that it wasn't... Yeah, maybe that one, that it was an inside job for JFK. Maybe that would be my favorite. I don't know if I have, like, a favorite. I really don't have a favorite one. I'm not too deep in conspiracy theories, unfortunately. I wish I had, like, a bigger bank of conspiratorial knowledge, but I don't. It's one of the few subjects that I need to brush up on, I guess. Thank you for the question, though. Anonymous asks, hypothetically speaking, if you're stuck on an island with three kinks, what would you bring? Huh, interesting. Like, would I bring... Like, are these devices for the kink, or is it, like, if I can bring three kinks with me? I'm going to assume they're, like, kink devices. I don't know. I think they're just asking, like, what are my three top three kinks? DDLG, pet play, and, forced orgasm, but not on me, reverse forced orgasm. Those are the three. For sure. I mean, they're not really kinks, but I'm thinking of my kink list. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I know you said before you liked the 50s and the 60s, but could you ever live without the internet? Who knows? Maybe without both internet or television. I mean, if you never had it before or a certain kind of life, then I guess it would be the same. Or would you ever miss it? I've been without the internet or television or AC or just basic electricity for the whole weekend, basically. So the answer is no, I'm very happy in the century I'm living. Please don't send me back. Oh man. Yeah. I don't know. I might've answered this question differently if I just didn't have the very recent experience of just not having power. So, if you polled me last week, my answer would have been super different, but now the answer is no, please don't send me back. I'm super happy where I am. This time is perfect. There is electricity. All right. Anonymous asks, do you like eye contact during sex or blowjob? Yes. Yes. The answer is just yes. Yes. Eye contact is sexy as shit. I think eye contact shows confidence. It shows that you're engaged, that you're present. I don't know. I like eye contact. I think it's sexy. Anonymous asks, I know you said day and night shower / bath, but do you know what time you usually take them? I mean, between the time you get up until the time you go to bed. I don't know. I think shower first thing in the morning, like basically to wake me up. And then the night shower / bath is like, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock sometimes. It depends. Depends on my day. Depends on what's happening. Depends on when I get home. There's so many factors. It's so many moving parts. It's hard to be like, it's this one exactly. But, you know, around there. Let's see. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be and why would you choose that name? Nelly asked this question. What would my new name be? I don't know. I don't know. That's so hard. I've never been given the option to change my name. I love state names a lot. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, what would I want to rename myself? I'm thinking, like, let's just keep it at a K convention just to make my life easier, because it's going to drive me crazy. I like K a lot. Probably Kai. Kai's pretty cool. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know what I'd rename myself. That's such a hard question. I've never actively thought about, like, how I'd rename myself. But yeah. Let's see. This might be the last question. Anonymous asks, what is the biggest existential question that keeps you up at night? Where do we begin? I don't know. I think the biggest existential one is, I guess, the nature of reality. I don't know. I think I have a lot of questions about my own agency. Like, how much agency do I really have? Is this, like, how much is internalized agency versus externalized agency? And what does that really mean for what I do and the choices that I make? I think that one haunts me quite a bit. I mean, if you want to take a bigger step back, I guess the question of, like, how real is all this is something that probably comes to my mind every, I don't know, week or so. It's just like, are we, how certain can I be in this reality? I don't know. I think existentialism is wonderful, but also equally dangerous, because all these questions will just fill you with dread, and there is no answers for any of them. They're only questions. There's no way of definitively going one way or another. So, kind of a spooky thought. this will be the last question. It's from Anonymous. Anonymous asks, how do you feel about reaching 1K Patreons? I am stoked. Every time people are like, how do you feel about hitting this number? I think my first response is, I never thought I would hit that number. Is always my first instinct is, I got to that number? Because I never conceived of me doing that or getting there. And I feel so weird taking credit. It's such a strange feeling to be like, oh yes, I've done this. Cause it doesn't feel like I've done this. It feels like, I've just been lucky enough to have people, rally around me. And I really appreciate that. But, I am like stoked. I'm happy. I appreciate it just shows me that people care and that people are supportive of the work that I do. And that makes me feel good. It makes me feel heard. It makes me feel, like, validated in the things that I'm doing, which, I mean, like, what more can you really ask for, you know? Like, what more? As a person who makes things, I think being appreciated for the things that you make is the best feeling in the world. I have made so many things that have gone unappreciated in my life. So to make things that people resonate with and that people feel something true with makes me go, oh my God, cool, I'm doing something right. And it's the greatest feeling as an artist. I hate calling myself an artist. It feels so pretentious. I hate it. I'm sorry, but it's the only thing that someone who's creating what I want to consider is art. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. And, I appreciate it. It makes me feel really good. Yeah, I think I'm going to forever struggle to take credit for anything. It's there was a wonderful video about a guy who was explaining why people like me struggle to take credit for stuff. But it's all I think about now. When people give me compliments, I'm always like, yeah, you know, thank you. It's okay, but I'm not. I'm always the worst with compliments. But anyway, I appreciate all of you who've subscribed, everyone everywhere. I appreciate you guys. I really do. It means more than I can express in words. Which is funny because my job is expressing things in words. But at this moment, the words that I need to express the feelings that I have are beyond my vocabulary, and they're beyond my ability to express simply. But I hope at least in the conveyance of my voice and just the sense that I'm giving, you understand where my gratitude lies and how much, to what degree it is. So thank you. But with that, That concludes this week's episode of Get to Know Night. If you have a question and you want a response, feel free to put it in the link down below. If you have a request, send it over to the request line. I've been doing a bunch of them. In fact, I think I have like 3 from the request line that should be coming out soon once I finish editing them. So hopefully they'll be out today. But I'm super behind because power has taken everything from me. But it's fine. It's not a huge deal. Like, I will get caught up. I'm determined. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys all later. I hope you guys are having a great week. And yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye, everyone.